Hello, this is Sarah.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, we could get your mom. This is Sean calling you from eBay. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I just got a message to say that I have a transaction pending from eBay, but I haven't heard anything from eBay.
Ma'am, last night under your number, which is ending with 586, we have request to charge you $299 for purchasing JB Hi-Fi gift card. So, did you authorize?
Yeah, no, that wasn't me. I don't know what that is.
Alright. Is there anyone in your family member who can do this purchase on your behalf?
No, there's not.
Alright. So, we got the confirmation from your side that there's no such order that you have placed. This might be a completely case of a fraudulent charge. Some people from overseas might get your information somehow from the internet, and they have done this to like steal your money from your bank account, alright?
Okay, that's not good. Is there any way to fix that?
Yes, ma'am. So could you please tell me that in the past 48 hours, like, have you ever shared your any kind of personal or financial information over the phone call to anyone?
No, I haven't.
You haven't, alright. So right now, ma'am, what we're going to do, we're going to register you for the cancellation, and at the same time, we will provide you security, alright? With the help of the security, we're going to simply block those people who are trying to get access to your personal information, alright?
Yeah, just a second. I'm just going to connect to my car. I'm going to
see your car. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, there we go. It's connected. So what do I need to do to fix this?
Can you hear me
now? What do I need to do to fix this?
Could you please tell me that for going online, what are the online devices you use? Like, do you use any kind of computer, laptop, or a cell phone?
Just my phone.
And ma'am, is that an Android one or is it an Apple iPhone?
It's an Apple.
It's an Apple. And are you dealing with the off-touch network, ma'am, or Vodafone or a Telstra?
Vodafone.
Vodafone, that's great. Now, ma'am, do a thing. Just simply put my call on speaker and swipe the screen from the bottom to the top and come back to your normal home screen from where you can see all your apps and regular icons.
Okay.
Alright. And now on your Apple iPhone, you do have an application which is called App Store. You need to open up the App Store.
Yep.
Have you opened up
Apple? Yep, I'm in there.
Alright, now look at the very right hand side bottom corner. You will get to see there are search options. Give a click on that.
Yep.
Now type there eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Yep.
Then leave a space and type letter A, A as an alpha.
Yep, come at.
Then letter N, N as an Nancy.
Yeah, okay.
Then what's a Y? Y as in yellow.
Yep.
Then letter D. D as in doctor.
Yep.
Then letter E. E as in echo.
Yep.
Then letter S. S as in sugar.
Yep.
Then letter K. K as in kingdom. Now search for it and just do let me know what comes up on your screen, alright?
Loading.
Oh, like what can you see on your screen, ma'am?
It's telling me there's no search results.
Sorry, come again?
It says no search results. Telling me there's nothing there.
All right. Now give a click again once again in our search panel.
Yeah.
And remove the eBay and type there any desk. It should be A-N-Y-D-E-S-K. Any desk.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and just let me know what comes up on your screen, alright?
No worries, loading. Still loading.
Yeah, I'm holding the line for you. Do not worry.
No worries. Seems to be taking its time. Maybe the internet's a bit slow.
Yeah, no problem, ma'am. Just take your lovely time.
Actually, it looks like my computer's frozen.
Sorry, come again.
It looks like my computer's frozen.
What is coming up, ma'am? Could you please let me know?
Yeah, no, it's like the loading sign is just kind of frozen. My mouse isn't moving. Hang on, I'm gonna reboot the computer. You just wait while I restart it.
Alright.
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, no worries. Just wanted to make sure, just while the computer's restarting.
Are you on your computer right now?
It's just restarting because it froze.
All right. And madam, could you just tell me that, are you using a Windows computer or it's an Apple Mac?
It's an Apple.
It's an Apple Mac, right?
Yeah.
And apart from this computer, like, do you have any cell phone with you, ma'am? Like a smartphone?
Just the one I'm talking to you on. It's also an Apple.
It's an Apple iPhone, right?
Yeah.
So could you please turn this person on your cell phone, ma'am? Because your computer is not working right now, so that we can put a security protocol on your Apple iPhone, then we will go back to your Apple Mac, alright?
Okay, the computer's almost restarted.
Alright.
Shouldn't be too much longer. Oh, there we go. Let me just log back in.
All right.
And you wanted me to go back into the internet?
Yes, ma'am.
And it was anydesk.com.au?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Anydesk.com.
.com? Okay. No worries. Okay, so I've got that up.
Hello, you there, ma'am?
Yep, I've got that up now. It's a website.
Yeah, what is showing you?
I don't know how to explain it. It's a website. It's come up.
All right, just hold on for a second.
Now.
Okay, can you just confirm me which Google browser do you use mostly? Like, is it Google, Chrome, or Safari?
I'm on Safari. I'm on a Mac, an Apple.
Okay, alright. Now, on the Safari browser, type on the search bar www.
Yeah.
Then type A for Alpha, letter A.
Yeah.
N for November, letter N.
Yeah.
Y for yellow, letter Y.
Yep.
D for doctor, letter D.
Yep.
E for echo, letter E.
Yep.
S for sugar, letter S.
Yep.
K for kilo, letter K.
Yep.
Put a dot.
Yep.
Then C-O-M, com.
C-O-M, Tom? Yep.
It's com, dot com.
Oh, dot com. Sorry, no wonder it didn't work. Let me just type it in. Sorry, so it's anydesk.com.
Yes. Now press enter from your keyboard, ma'am. Press enter.
Yeah, I have done that.
All right. Now, this is a red color page comes up on your screen. Look, there will be a red color box. It says download now. Give a click on download now.
Okay, and this isn't
going to
put a virus on my computer or anything?
It's a security firewall of the eBay Secure Server, okay? We're going to verify the ID and we're going to give you the security. Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yeah.
No worries. I'll click download.
Yes. Now look at the right-hand side top corner. This is the down arrow.
Yeah.
Yes, click on the down arrow.
Okay, no worries.
Now this, your cancellation file has came up. It says anydesk.png.
Yeah.
Yes, you need to open up that file. Give a double click on that file.
Okay.
Yes. And now what can you see?
So it's come up into my like finders folder.
Yeah. Do you see a red color icon over there?
Yeah.
Yes, give a double click on that red icon.
Okay.
Yes. And now, what can you see, ma'am? Tell me.
So something's loading. There's a window coming up.
Okay. Now what
okay,
can you see on your
screen? Okay, things have opened.
All right.
Yep, something seems to have opened up.
Your internet is pretty slow, ma'am. Is it working slow?
It is a bit slow, yeah.
All right, not an issue. Now what can you see on your screen?
Yep, so there seems to be some sort of application that's opened up.
Okay. Now look on the right-hand side. Do you see anything? It says your address. On the left-hand side. On the left-hand side. Do you see anything?
On the left-hand side? And it says your address?
Yes. Do you see that?
Yeah.
And there are some numbers over there? Do you see some numbers?
Numbers there, yes.
Yeah, that's a cancellation ID. Confirm me the ID, ma'am.
Confirm what, sorry?
Confirm me the ID number. The numbers you can see, that's your cancellation ID. We need to verify it. Confirm me the ID.
Okay, how many numbers should I be seeing there, sorry?
What? How many numbers you can see, ma'am? You tell me.
I'm not sure I'm looking in the right place. How many should I be seeing?
You just tell me what can you see, ma'am. It could be 9 digits or 10 digits.
Okay.
Yes.
So it says 01.
Okay.
10.
Uh huh.
001.
Uh huh.
10.
All right. Now just give me a moment. Let me verify the ID for you. Yeah, okay. You have confirmed me a wrong ID number, ma'am. Are you bluffing, ma'am? Are you wasting my time?
No, of course not. I don't want this card on my Visa card.
Then what is the ID number you can see?
Are you sure you didn't mix up one of the ones and zeros?
What exactly you can see on your screen, let me know.
So it's 01.
On the right hand side. On the right hand side of the ID number, what can you see?
You said left-hand side before.
Now on the right-hand side, what can you see?
Okay. So right-hand side, and it's supposed to be 9 or 10 numbers.
What do you see on the right-hand side? Tell me.
11.
Mm-hmm.
23.
Uh-huh.
58.
Mm-hmm.
13. Mm-hmm.
25. Okay. Now what I'm gonna do, I'm simply going to verify this charge and I'm gonna fuck your pussy with a big dick, okay?